Sì, è vero. The Rebbe before I left America that morning at the Omnitz Lounge or whatever. Which was Vicky, which was walked me to the car. He didn't say, walk me down, called me in love or something. He was a bit of a buyer, right? So he walked me down. And I walked down backwards from him, so he came down the steps and was in the car and said, "Get on, turn around." Walks me down on the way, he stops and looks down. Starts walking backwards away from me. I went straight to going straight to see him. So I could say, you know, because Abacha was very much to him. So I remember Abacha, I went to see him, went to him and listened. So I told him, so, you know, he thought he couldn't so seriously. You know what I mean? Abacha to see him, so he thought so seriously. He told me when he saw Sosla, I said, why should I tell him? It's such an ernst, right? You know, I thought it's a bit of a chutzpah for me to ask him, can I give a personal message from you to the Abacha to see him? But I asked him anyways, so I know the book will be very, very happy. So he took him so seriously. 4:30, the ones at 4:30 in the morning, the line still, it's fresh, zonk, it's exhausted, fresh. And then you walk out of there. It's a double color. Every time I walk out of there, ever tired I am, full of life, I'm full of cheshire. I went to Shom Zocha one recently. Shom Zocha was there really in his house at 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday night. Rebbe came out at 4:10, the Rebbe came out, till 5:40, till 20 to 6, to Shom Zocha. Very good. Beautiful floor, 30, 40 people not more. And Kabbalah was such a memorial upon him, and so Torah and like a Marshall Tishman, instead of hundreds of people, there were a few walked out of from there. So I was there basically all night, so there was no sleep. And I went back here into the mikvah and down. Feet were so painful, I arrived standing down. And Mamish, tell you, Mamish, Kshutakamashmai. I never felt so awake down. When I come out from here, even though I couldn't move, I was so exhausted. I felt such a solace. And you feel it in your bones, you feel it in your neshama from head to toe. I felt as I come away from it, I feel that. Shine something into you. It's a rear up, it wears off. The light wouldn't wear off. But and then there's a tzaddik who always looks straight through, straight to the neshama, to look straight to the neshama. Maybe the chokh is that they see the good side of you, so maybe they tell you your mindless and your potential and everything. So how does it work? He's a mazmeh mind, and the tzaddik sees the mile and the need is his neshama. Maybe everything is bucket to that yid. The yid that the whole world is created for the sake of Israel. Even if he's somewhere down, sunken deep in, and he's the premise of Yid, he's a Malay Nishama. If Nishama comes up, everything, the whole Briya is bucking to the Yid. Shanky on a person, you know, like breaks the Yid, like Han and Musa. So he breaks the Yid, so then he's making the Yid into an Ivra. So then the Briya is not bucking, so that's Shana Meme Riva. So Bishabinu said, Vidibartel of Selalayim. Should speak to the Selalayim and Klal Yisrael, and then Remeila, when you talk to the Le'inayim, Klal Yisrael, the Medrash Rava says the whole Klal Yisrael was standing around the little rock, there's a Mardik and Nest. The whole Klal Yisrael was standing around the rock. But we should speak to the Selalayim, Remeila, the Selalayim has to do the Rasa of Klal Yisrael. But what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimon HaMoirim, first the Musa Drosha is the stone's not Machnia himself to Klal Yisrael. If you're not Mala, then Hashem HaHayav, the stone belongs to the left Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the rock. Now was the Avla, because the Shlevi said, the Machlegs are Ramban and thing, and Rashi, what was the Chet, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Shimon HaMoirim, what was the Chet, because he hit the rock, so the Kedusha's Levi, it's one thing, because he said Shimon HaMoirim, he wasn't Mala, then Hashem HaMoirim, the Bria is not Meshubah to Klal Yisrael. So the Bria is not Meshubah to Klal Yisrael, so he has to hit the Bria, whack the Bria in order to get the water out. they want. It's a chukas. Chukas bolak or pinchas stam. You had chukas really 2 weeks ago. Last year, last Shabbos I was in the States, it's chukas. It's chukas and bolak together. Pasha chukas, we didn't learn it last Shabbos. Shabbos before I left, we didn't learn. Chukas is a Christmas Torah, it's a Haile Gemara, like a Pasha. It's Pasha, the Tikkun, the Chet. I mean, see that on the way to learn a Pasha, the Christmas Torah, but the Pasha Mask, but it says, this Chukas a Torah, not this Chukas a Pasha. Yeah? It's only one to turn. Says this, says chukas atoyer. Why doesn't it say zuchs chukas aporah? So chuk and aporah is matan. The mace. More than a sugi is there. There's a sugi the name Riva. Chemar de kapshati also here the name Riva. Chushirim says in one line. The first shlema there. Domtsk is marachdik. And then they go to Edom and the Kashbok says don't fight them, go away from them. And then the story of Chashmachayshach and Forsh Mosk. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that there was a purpose of Chia Nocha, Shmei Mesumachaya, and a cold one she saw, the stuck in Kapimal, and shut in his lip, and Abim, and Abim Shemashamayim, or you know it's good. Where else did they have that? Oh, yeah, Kashiyar, and Moshe, it's Yodah, and Gova Amalek. Same Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and that thing. Chiyod of Shemoshe, and it's Mechama, and now she saw, and stuck in Kapimal, and shut in his lip, and she lifted his hands. Made him up some Forsh Mosk. So what do you have to have a Nochash up there for? The person gets bitten by a nochash. So he has to look up to Shemayim, stop him, shot him, stuck in Klapim Al. Why do you have to have a nochash up there? So, mind you, the Rashi brings down from the Drashim that the Pradom was a tikkun for the Chet Eigel. So the Rashi, the Marshal Rashi, every part of it was a tikkun for the Chet Eigel. Chet Eigel, Klal Yisrael, the man Hasina is his poskos of Moson, which shlemus tachlis atikum. So after they kach the all the mumin of Klal Yisrael when it's rapping, Moshe Rabbeinu is aral for Simon when he told Kabbalah to talk. Why all the mumin is rapping? Because the pnimius came to the shlemus atikum and ruchnis. The shlemus atikum and ruchnis reflects on the tzaymus. They all became the shlemus atikum and ruchnis. The bechina of Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Sholem. Says Rashi, Sholem, the Gufa, Sholem, the Moina, Sholem, Shem Srape, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, the Yaakov, so there's a refuah that even his guf should be b'shlemus, because that the tachlus atikun and the ruchni is b'shlemus, the guf is b'shlemus. Due to the chet eigel, the zoma came back, right? The zoma of the nachash came back. So now Pasha's chukas, it starts with the kaporah, the paraduma. Paraduma was mechap the eigel. If paraduma was mechap the eigel, means in this week's Pasha going back to Kabbalah Sotayim. There's no zoma anymore, because the chet of the eigel is erased. And that's all the Indian of going back to the Tachas Shlem, going back to the Dag of Hasina, which is the Dag of Adam Rishon, the Fnei before the Nochash. Whenever you see Nochash and Tanach, it has to be have a Keshel to the Nochash before the Chetz, having Chash Nochash as the Nochash, to the Indian, and the Redoch of Adam Rishon, and the Fnei Achet. And maybe that's why it says, it's Chukas HaTorah. The Paraduma was not tired to Mismais. Thomas Mace came about through the Chet of Adam, the Nochash, Me'ofa Atov, Me'ofa Toshuv. This chok is a Torah. The chok is we don't understand. We do it anyway. So what's that? That's mamish the nasav nishma of kabbalah satayr. That's what nasav nishma. Not that we do and then we hear. Pashup shat. You haven't heard yet, so you can't do it. Nishma means a havana nasoga. Shema Yisrael. Shema is a hecha. Shema is in the sefer Shema is shem ayin. Ayin is the seven midas. The tikkun of the seven midas. 7 times 10. There's 10 spheres and the Sheva Midas. So the Sheva Midas, each of the Sheva Midas has all 10 spheres in it. So Shema is the Shem Ayin, the Shem, the Tikkun of the Ayin Midas, of the Zayin Midas times 10, which is 70. It says, Kashta Bisham Hashem Lekecha, Sarsa Kisu Hashem, Kal Yisrael, when they're doing against Ratzon Hashem, they have a Chinah of Shom. Shom, Shom. When there's a lekus, it's there, this is it, it's in front of us. Shom corresponds to the Sitra Acham, and it's Shom, it's over there, you can't see it. That's why it's a comet. Comet is Shom, in Russian Kmitza. Kmitza means to syringe, to shrink him. A person's metakin chetiv, he comes from Shom to shame. Shame is with Tzeri, Tzeri is his fashtus. Right? It's the Shema, the Shem Ayin. Shem Ayin is a kule havana, kule hasog, and all the middas and all the seichel, everything is hapech letoiv. It's the Bechina of Shema Yisrael, not to discuss that now. But it's the Bechina of Shema, Nishma, the tikkun that we can be mafsi, the havana, hasog, and toira. Kaiswat said Nasim Nishma. So Nasim Nishma, what? Nasim Nishma, shut that. We do it as a chok. We understand, Nishma doesn't understand. We still have one and so good. We're going to do the mitzvah. So that's the mamshah, the chin of chik. The chin of Nasim Nishma, especially the chin of chik. me is it's chukas atzeri, not chukas atzeri. Because Klali Yisrael coming now back to the dag of Kabbalah atzeri, coming back to the dag of Mamet Hasina. And then the power is matame to Tumas Mes, because there's no Mes anymore. Chari says ruach atul ma'avim in order to bilam oslan etzach. Tikkun avon mishnah pneichet. There's no zoom anymore. There's no Mes anymore. Kabbalah atzeri and Gemara says the poskas amos and they weren't so supposed to die. Vina pashas chukas is bring Klali Yisrael back to the dag of Kabbalah atzeri. Vina pasuk continues is chukas atzeri should see Hashem. Nikalech upon Aduma Tmimo, Aduma, why is the Odom says in the Sram of Gushin, is the Bechin of the Oragonus. The Oragonus is the red, the Oragonus. And Ora, the Bechin of Ora, the Bechin of Aduma, the Ego, this is the Bechin of Itakun, because the Pnei Shorim is small, the Mason of Kobi saw the Pnei Shorim is small. Smoil is where all the unique of the Ram comes from. The Ora Aduma Tmimo, when the Odom and the Ora, an animal becomes red, when it shines, when there's a light, when it's an orange, it's the Bechin of the Oragonus, that everything is cool. Even in the Pora, even in the Mitzat Smoil, because the Chesed saw the Pnei Shorim Mitzat Smoil, even in the Smoil, even the Sitra Achan, nevertheless, it's also shiny, or Kedusha, that's the Tachlis, it's the Gila, the Eragonus. Hashem Bo Mum, Klai Yisrael came to Nisrapel, but Har Sinai, they were calling Nisrapel, there was no Mum around. And then before the Chet, there's no Mum, and everybody was Tachlis Hashlem, so after the Chet, was it said, Tashis, like a Pech, he became smaller, and Nachas had his legs cut off. This whole Mum began as a result of the chet, before the chet is aimed by mum, shalai ola oleha oil. It's a small question, and this is Shrav brings it down, that the oil means the Kabbalah's oil of Shibit Malchis. It says aimed by oil mazele, mois Mashiach, the oil of Shibit Malchis, we've got kolam avir menu oil, kolam kabel oil, toyerma avir menu oil malchis, we're all there, there's no other oil, shalai ola oleha oil, there's no other oil, everything is b'tachkos ha-shlemis. And with Christ, we hear the b'tachkos ha-shlemis of the dag of Kabbalah's toyer, the dag of Adam Rishon, and the chet. May not that understand the quote to the Chet of Memory, more like Pshat Express Shlemas. Now Mr. Chidushurim says it in two lines, in the Sevi Chidushurim, and then it says, Hashar Chosar, Pshat Master of the Express Shlemas, and more like Pshat. The Pshat says, we debat him in a cell of the Enehem. The Pshat says, we debat him in a cell of the Enehem. As to finish line of money, exactly. Kashbuch wants the Moshe Rabbeinu to bring Klai Yisrael back to the Dara of Kabbalah Sotei. Kabbalah Sotei says, V'chol ha'om v'yem es ha'koilis. You could see the koilis. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, was supposed to bring Klai Yisrael to the Dara of the Ba'atel Hashem le'enei him. They should see you speaking. They should see the koilis coming out from you. Ho b'chin av ha'mit yimayim, mi'cholam ish mitzor. That's b'chin av ha'ser. So live with the Sela, the b'chin av the Luchas, the mayim is ein mayim al ha'toyra. So Isi is bringing the mayim out of those hold me. The Ba'atel Hashem le'enei. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring them to the Dag of Cholam Reim as a Koilas, so they will hear, they can see Koilas. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimon HaMoyim, Shimon HaMoyim. He held the Klai Yisrael, went to the Dag to be able to see Koilas. He was only on the Dag to be able to hear Koilas. So it's the first time that was the whole Chet name of Yivu. Chamam Shev is much deeper than that, because why was it that Klai Yisrael, Cholam Reim as a Koilas? The Moedekir Re'iyah, that you could see Koilas was the Pshad. Pshad is a conflict, that's what we said, that you know, the Matan Torah, the Tikma Adam Rishna, all Chet Beit Zadar says, "Yav Teira Chava v'chi Toy v'itz l'machol v'chi Sava hu le'inayim." Also, the gracious Sava hu le'inayim. Le'inayim was nifka. In other words, what does it mean? V'chi Sava hu le'inayim. Bring me a gracious. Everything is so ruchni. לליכוס, ולייסוי דסקסיס, ובת שם תחת. לא ידעו השם לא חניצו בשוען, רבי דבטח, וסכו לליכוס. ועשו דובר, ועושי לליכוס, ועושי לשאו, ועושי לליכוס. פוד אחד עד המישהו, ומתריפוס, ומוך ניסה אחר. ומתריפוס, ומוך ניסה אחר. Zoom went away, means that from now on the eyes and the faces of the Ruchi, what does it mean eyes to him, the Ruchi? Cholom, Rennes, Koilis, they only see the Ruchi in the world, they don't see the Gashmi in the world. So Mardi Gazach, Mardi Gashatos, the Kira, the Kira says, Cholom, Rennes, Koilis, the Flakes, and the Kildish, and the Kira, Gishma. Kira says, the Pshut of Cholom, Rennes, the Koilis, so the Koilis, so Koilis, Ruchi, the Gishma says, that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean naturally. Kiva is the one who saw the chol, and he laughed, and then the makas. She tells her, he saw him, here he sees the ruchnis to kachel, he'll come to it in a minute. Chorban is called kule binyan, chorban is called kule binyan, he'll come to it. Whole chorban, and depends how you look at it, if you look at the gashma, it's a kule chorban, look at the pnim, it's a kule binyan. Skas, tamar, macho, Leidish Malachim Av, is a macho, Melech HaMashiach, we discussed this, no? Tishabov, Zoysius Amel,
אליה בן אחי סמך, למטה דון.
He built the Mishkan together with Yehuda. And says the Brocha Mishra Bein Bench Klavis Shoal, who would the Mishra Bein say about Don? Don Guaria is an Abin Abosha. Don is an Aria, Yehuda is an Aria. Don was a Shvacha when Yehuda was a strong one. The dad said, Nene, Pim is a Don. He said, Don is connected to Shevet Avas, Shevet Don. He said, the whole these months of Moridika months and Moridika months of inside, when you look at the Pimis, it's Kulei. Kule chizuk, kule tchay, kule kule. It's all bechina.
Kushim, and then also, like we said, he didn't look at what was happening elsewhere.
He went straight to. Oh, very good, Kushim. He made a seam of beta. That's why I said the same thing on the Masechet Beta, the Masechet of Yom Tov. It's called two names. Rambam writes in Ma'adi Gazach, and Rambam writes in Agnoma, Mishpeshim Shnais. The reason why it says every Yom Tov has its Masechet. Just like Beitza hasn't got a specific mitzvah, Shulz hasn't got a specific mitzvah. Shulz is talking about the Torah, the Olam HaTikun. Mele Beitza, Shlitten, Sonagosh, and the reason it says that the Oif is an Aleph base, which corresponds to the Beitza, is a Yud. The Yud hasn't got a cyst, can't rest, and an egg can't rest, it always falls over. The first machlokes the first mishnah beis is three machlokes b'shalom yisrael, but b'shalom is l'kul b'shalom is l'chumra. It says in some of the shemayis and why that sometimes you find that b'shalom is l'kul and b'shalom is l'chumra, because the slov is going to turn out and see the ulam midas of emesayim v'achat. Midas adin doesn't mean chas v'shalom b'shalom ibin hashlach the mech chas v'shalom midas adin tochon. B'shalom is also pili racham. All the midas are scattered together. Slov is inspiring. Maybe even today you see sometimes there's a machlokes, but b'shalom was l'kul and b'shalom was l'chumra to show you that this emesay is scattered. It's not a pili scattered. It's only from kalam aslov. It's beitzer. Beitzer kulei das lovei. The last mission of beitzer is the different animals. Which animal is called the wild animal? Which one is not called the wild animal? The wild animal is muktzah. The shechtan yom tov. So now she says nevu of lost lovei. Bishvati chai rom in oris. Yeshaya says makar zev and keves. All of them won't be wild animals. All animals will be tame. All machlekes that in the beitzer between the leather. Even an animal, the shita says, even if an animal comes into the area, into the yishuv once a year, it's really called an hard animal. Tikkun of all the animals, sechav beitzim, sechav yom tov, chakulei lasad lovin. And in these months, chakulei lovin, Rabbi Kiva Zanu says, chol amareim asakoylis, namish abichin eriyamim. That was the zahar of the Kalei Yisrael, tikkun of chitavu leinayim. Tavu leinayim means your teif of paivu, your teif of gashmi. Shenkein, somebody is fakir to that, and somebody is kulei, only sees ruchim, you only see ruchim, you only see koylos, roim asakoylos, it's a tikkun. So the chitavu leinayim, shteta, discussed this, that Yosef, Yosef is not shulet ayin hara. Yosef came to the dam of the tikkun einayim. So Pashas Vayishah is a mashmish einayim. So when Yapa is saan is mashmish einayim. So Pim Sein means that he came to the tikkun of the bechin of einayim because he was faced with taiva the whole time there. All the girls, all the women over there. Rashi says he used to come to entice them. He used to wear different begodim, and especially she used to wear different begodim the whole time to try and entice them. He doesn't suddenly reach the dagger of tikkun taiva einayim. His main is because he's not playing with anything besides ruchni. His main is she had no shlita over him. So Yosef was like shelter behind ayin hara. The tikkun of Yosef. The main of Esau is going to fall beyond Yosef because Esau is one of his mamshich the kilkel of chitav leinayim. So the zoom of the nachash went to the place of Mena. So that was what happened over there. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to bring Kadisha back to their darga of the mechina of chitavu, the tikkun of chitavu leinayim. We only see the chol amreim as a koyus. That didn't happen. Because that didn't happen as they stayed with the chitavu leinayim, and that was dangerous. Therefore, when they came to Edom, Edom is the zoom of the nachash. The Rosh Baruch Hu says, don't go anywhere near that. You can't cross Edom. You can't destroy them. Back to the mechina. And at the end of the parasha, the end of the parasha, the Nachash Nachoisha, the Nachash Nachoisha, is going back to the Nachash, the Chitavu, the Naim, so much work, the only tikkun that the Nachash is, they were there, the Nachash calls it into the Kaddish Shalom. Maybe that's why we have to have a Nachash up there. When they look at the Nachash, automatically it's stuck in Kaddish Shalom. Shalom is living on Abim Shem Shemayim, they only see Ruchnis. It's a tikkun. The Nachash, through the Nachash, they only see Ruchnis with their eyes. So you have to put the Nachash up there. And I can't dafka the tikkun is a dafka the Nachash is enabling you to look up to Shemayim. That's Nachash Ruch. That's going to be the tikkun to the rules of Chaim. Because they didn't have the tikkun yet, is that the Hemshach the Yam Bolak and Sipra Bolak and the Shlachter Reiya. Menrish says that Arura Reiya Shalor Rishayim Bolak had a complete Reiya of the Taiva Bolak and Naim. He had a complete Reiya and a complete Reiya of the Znuth of the Shlachter of the Mela. The Yam Bolak, Bolak's Reiya, the Terrell of the Reiya, the Bilam. They're all trying, they realize that Hashem's Kokos, there's no tikkun yet of the Reiya of Kali Yisrael. And they all thought they could be Sholot on the Reiya, through the Reiya, to Mekala of Kali Yisrael. The main of Bilam also says, Vayah, he went to the peak where he could see Yisrael. He thought, Mekos, he was Sholot. Nevertheless, Kali Yisrael, Hashem's going to have a tikkun. He says, Vayah, Yisrael, Sholot, and Shrotov, Shrosh, in Pesche, Mechavon, and Zer, Azer. So the tikkun of time of Ulay 9, so the tikkun of Kali Yisrael's tents, and really you can't see into anybody else, which means that tikkun, that there's no time, they're not trying to Chasasham send their eyes to their own places. And Mayor, therefore, he saw that's a tikkun of Kali Yisrael, saw the tikkun of Rav. And so, what did he try to curse? Because before, in gracious of the hymn, it's all by Yvarach Elohim, by Yvarach Elohim, Zira Shvi, by Yvarach Elohim, everything, the whole thing is by Yvarach, by Yvarach, by Yvarach. Suddenly, after the hymn, it's Kulei Kuala, Kulei Kuala, why? Before the Chet, in the Einayim, the only Tevis Ruchnis, any Ruchnis. As soon as the Einayim, the Tevis Gashmi, then there's a Meir Shoret in Ein Hora. In Ein Hora, you see Gashmi, you see Ribu, you see a lot, you see Gashmi, you Ribu, you prepare it. Meir, that's what it's Shai Chaim. So Bilam thought that the Klai Yisrael's Re'ya is not going to be able to come. The Klai Yisrael's Re'ya is not going to be able to come. And Meir, therefore, the Shai Chaim to after the Chet, the Shai Chaim to after the Chet, the Shai Chaim to Tav, over the Einayim, and after the Chet is Kulei, it's Kulei and Ruhah. Oh, every possible is a rule. All rule after one of the angels. Saying that there's a couple of cult days. A rule and a dome. First off, the knockers. All rule after one of the angels. A rule and a dome of the world. After the head, Shaykh, to the chin of the type of the name, because the whole head is going to begin. And all the chin of the type of the name, Rashi says, we're not going to have a Nash and 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 Nimi, and it's Kulei Bracha. Meir, Bilam saw he was trying to curse Klal Yisrael. He wants to chop him at the table with the Einayim. So Rashi Matzev Alech Yaakov Mishkanesach Yisrael. So Rashi saw that the Pesachim are not Mechavonis. They can't see into the houses. He's the tikkun of the Nachash. Nachash is everybody could see you. So the tikkun of that is Shach. Moshein is Kulei Bracha. Meir, he started being Mechavonis. He was praying for Klal Yisrael. He went to have a tikkun. And the Bechin of the Chitar with the Einayim. They're only going to say. Nevertheless, the Rosh Hashanah saw that he could still be Machshel Klal Yisrael, and that's the Chitay Bo Leinayim, and that's what he did with the Shittim Mayochel and Nizna, so the Nes Moav. Saw that the Klal Yisrael slam reached the tikkun. He can't curse them because the Altsmith, the Pinimis, the Shaykh to Kulei tikkun. Nevertheless, the Bechzoinis managed to chask the tikkun was by Yar Pinchas ben Elazar Yamamik of Rema. Pinchas is Re'ia, book Klal Yisrael. Pinchas Re'ia was working on the Bechin of bringing Klal Yisrael back to the tikkun. That's why Pinchas was given the Bechin of Pinchas Eliyahu. Pinchas is one times of the Matri as a show that Pinchas is a Brisi Sholem, Bris Oilam, Bris Kunas Oilam, is Kulei Shaykh. The Kapora, the Pinchas Eliyahu, Eliyahu's Mabasa Lebelun, the Melech, he and Pinchas was Megal, the Bems, this type of Ilinayim was a Magifa, a terrible Magifa, and it's not Shaykh Be'etzim to Klal Yisroel, it's not Shaykh Be'etzim to Klal Yisroel, and then he showed them that the Ra is going to disappear, he showed them that the Ra is going to disappear, and Emes says that he came from, Pinchas comes from Shevet Yosef, comes from Yosef, Zachain comes from Yosef, and Yosef is the one who's Mechala the Ra of Esau, I mean, he showed that he was Mechala the Ra, by destroying the Ra, he showed that this was the Bechin of destroying the Ra, and Emes is going to be the present one of Zoyram. So the Chibu of Chukas Polok, Chukas was supposed to be, Moshe Rabbeinu was, Vartu Leineim, they didn't reach that, Ar, that I gave a Pesachon Pets, Vayar Bolok, Vayar Bilam, to all of them, when they saw that Emes, that Christ from Inc, Bishayim of Lebanon, the Emes, Christ from Hashem, it will come, therefore that's why he saw that he only benched them because they were shocked to be full shaking. He saw the both tiny because look up them not in their own tents, take them somewhere else. Still shaft the Kitabul and nine, that's going to be the ticket for Pinchas of Pinchas and Yo, and Al-Khabr is the last of the source types. He wants to bring the kates already in the Dach Shlomo Melech married Goy for wives because he wants to bring all the other Malchias into Israel, Achashvoku, Malch Shemayim, Shemayim, Spashat, and all the Malchias. And all the Malchias, the same thing happened over here. He bought the good Cosby Basur, was Rosh, always based on Midian because Midian needed a tikkun. He wants to make Midian tikkun as well. So Penimis, the Kachboyin, the Kachboyin, the Sahar. It's under, you know, speaking to somebody yesterday, finally learned in the way he teaches in Sam of Nach. You know, he looked up at Nach, he doesn't remember, it's a real literature, that's the one which occurred. He said he was going about Shalom Melech. He's learning the Pnimis, he's learning the Pnimis, the Katarin, the Chassidish Yisram, to meet him, Hashem Hashem, to me, he fell off the chair. He said it was unbelievable. He said it was really unbelievable. You know how Shaul was tzaddik. And Moa said the Shaul was chayte. He was not king of Ben Hashan. You know, the Rosh Hashanah people learn Shaul. He killed the city. You know, the hele kind of Shaul. He fell off the chair. He said he was so savage. You know, I didn't say anything. I'm telling him that he might as well learn from Gracious to Chayotha. Or to Divya Yomer. And based with that, he was full of his chair every time he opens his sefer. I'm saying these months of tongues, that's why I read these parashas in the months of tongues and love. Bilam opened his mouth for Klala, but the penimis of everything he said is bracha. Everything he said, and Shahadahadahad bracha. These are the months where everything looks from the outside like the penimis is tetzach in these months. Younger man told me this morning, Rosh Chan. He told me this morning he went to visit Rosh Wolfson and Shabbos Chazoyim. He was cooling. He was cooling in the Navur, cooling Bissacha, cooling Shlemus, cooling. Saying, look at some of the Pnimis, the Gazacha, there's a Vadai, there's an Avelis, there's Luchas Avelis, there's an Inarendik, all the Helik, all the juice, all the Sikas, the sweetness of Kla Yisrael, always came out in the Tzoros, because it's famous Kulei Toiv, Tosh Baal Peh, Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos, in the worst period of Kla Yisrael, in time of the Ivanim, where Kla Yisrael was where Chumon Son was about to. It was a terrible time, and then came the Gilead of Tosh Baal Peh. It looked so bad, it's cool Kulei Toiv, everything, the Oymak Einin is that sometimes everything is Toiv from Akkot, Toiv Hashem Lakol. Sometimes the oil is so great, the toiv is so great, there's only one way to hide it. And there, Chumashul, if you have a very strong light and you want to cover the eyes, you don't want it to shine. What color of paper do you have to use to cover it? Only one color is going to block the light. What's that? Black. It's so strong the light, there's only one way to cover it, and that's black. If you cover it with green, it'll shine through. You cover it with the yellow, it'll shine through. With the orange, it'll shine through. There's only one way to cover the oil. If the oil is so great, that's so black. The oil. Building the base of the English of Shlishi, the English of Shlishtach, the English of Netzach, the English of Nitzach, the Helix, the Zach, when we can't even begin to be fathomed, especially the shit that's going to come down. Eishu and Hashemayim, we can't even understand these things. The Mela, the Kachbokhzot, the cover it. You know, Zahedah. It's not black paper. The otherwise, it could be in his gal already. It's amazing. In these months of Tammuz and Av, the Shreya months, but it's Chodesh Av. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avinu, Avarachnu, Tachkuya, Avarachnu. He's building the greatest Guluyim nowadays. He has to choose the months where it's all hidden in order that he can build it undisturbed. The Nevi Shreya between his gal. It's Kulei Av. It's Kulei Avinu, Avarachnu. Everything is Toiv. Everything is Kulei Toiv. You made him Avadai. Avadai, there's halachas of Chorban. There's halachas of Eretz. We have to cry for the Chorban. We have to realize that crying for the Chorban is only building up Amuna. For Kedad Moran, it says in the end of Makkas over there. But he said to him, Akiva Nechamtoni, Nechamtoni. In other words, they were crying. He said, Akiva Nechamtoni, they saw the Hilig on Jay, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can see through. See Mamash Toiv. Rabbi Akiva, Mamash looking at Toiv, they saw that it's Shaykh to look at something else. We know they didn't see it, but Rabbi Akiva saw it. He was looking and laughing. You can't look at a Chorban and laugh. So that's Nechamtoni from that. Even with the Amvelis, we know that the Vandai, the burning of Samimash, the Stalkas, the Shindel of Gerusa, is terrible and it's an emotional everything. We know Vadai and Vadai, that when Hecher Re'iya, it's Kulei Toiv, everything's taking place over here. It's Kulei Binyan, Kulei Positive, Kulei Chiyovi, Kulei Binyan, Besamimash, Sazat Toiv, and Shmoch has to hide it in Chorban. If you only have the eyes of Nachum Mishkamzo, Rabbi Akiva, it's prepared. It could be Kulei Toiv. As Rabbi Akiva is one of his Nesvi's Pasha as well, it says that Zimri ben Sodi, Rabbi Akiva was Misgalgal and Zimri ben Sodi. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, they died, they combed his flesh from a circus of Mazel. It says that Zimri ben Sodi, the Mishra says that Zimri ben Sodi schlepped his girl Kosvi Basur, he schlepped her with her hair to Moshe Rabbeinu. He shut the bag with her hair to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, am I allowed to marry her? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. He said, how can you marry Tzipora? He shut with her hair. A masrek is usually used for brushing the hair. I mean, the tikkun of Akiva was the gil, the tikkun of Neshama of the Shemit Shoda, and therefore his tikkun was that Akiva says, my whole life I'll be waiting for this. In other words, his whole life he's waiting for the tikkun. The whole chet of Zimri ben Sodi was he wanted to bring the Geula earlier than expected. There wasn't time yet. Akiva saw it was going to be that his flesh was being combed with that thing. He realized that this was a tikkun for him pulling her with the hair. So he realized with a dye that's been a tapping. So with a dye, that means that the ghoul is going to come. If the ghoul is going to come, so the whole mice of Pinchas, the Leo, is the one making, because he's the one who's coming to me, Mabasa the Ghoul. He's the one who's coming to me, Mabasa the Mashiach's coming, but he's going to come at the right time. And Zimri was taking away his chus of being Mabasa the Ghoul. Zimri was trying to be Mabasa the Ghoul. So that was the whole Kanaan Pagan boy. Zimri was in. It's the whole Bechina of Alocha Be'im Hurricane. Alocha Be'im Hurricane is less lover. Everything's going to come back to Nebuah. The whole Torah is going to come back to Nebuah. So it's Alocha Be'im Hurricane. It's Alocha Be'im Hurricane. And the whole chakra tari is over here between who's Mavasa the Gula. Zimri says he's Mavasa the Gula. And really, you have to have a Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva hit the Nun Shari Kedusha. Rebbe Akiva hit the Tagim. Rebbe Akiva, the chin of hair is the chin of moisture. Right? Hair is the chin of moisture. That's why people are mocking him to have long hair. Because it's the chin of moisture. The chin of moisture. And the chin of moisture is Rebbe Kedusha. Or the Tagim that come out of the Sefer Torah. And the way Sefer Torah is written with all these strands coming out from the top of the oasis. And one says Rebbe Akiva was dark, Dorish, and every cold tag and every tag of Allah, that was the tikkun, that was the pnimius of the Bechina, of the Sa'aris, of the Oasis, that the Sa'aris of the Oasis, Rebbe Akiva was called Kula Dovuk, the Bechina of the Sa'aris of the Oasis, and so Zimri pulled the hair, Rebbe Akiva was in Sakin, the pulling of the hair, which is the Bechina of Tagin, the Bechina being Dorish, the hair of the Oasis, Kira, that the moisture of the Oasis, that's also a Kula Torah. Rebbe Akiva reached the Dag of the Chemishan, the Dag of the Chemishan is a Dag where everything is called Kula Yitush, everything is called Kula Kodesh. It has to be Rebbe Akiva, but the Vadai, Elio Novi, Zimmer, and Pinchas, and Elio Novi is going to be in the last of the Gula, and for this week's parish, the Moyadim, and the Kabonis, all the Gitte Zachim on this week's parish. So we lay in these parishes in Tammuz and Av, Tammuz and Av. Why they come to Yeshua and the Chanta, and the Haftarahs and the Devarim, Kulei, Kulei, Kulei Abins, but at the same time, Kulei is Kulei Simcha. Goy can't understand the Hazorim, and Goy can't understand that the person cries, but cries out of simcha and happiness and emunah and betochen. In 3 weeks and 9 days, it's time to cry, with a chorban, but to cry with a chorban, not to break off, it's not to make a person tzibachin in a sense, if he can't serve Hashem properly and everything. If he cares, he's mechayim the mitzvah to cry, mechayim the mitzvah of Avelis, but he knows that if he died the whole time, the more he cries, the more Avelis he shows, his pshat is the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sowing, the more aura it gives that pimwe, it enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sow more gula, ha'echa dark of gula. So the black piece of paper is chorban. In other words, if there's a big black piece of paper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be busy with a lot of very powerful aura. That's the whole, that's the bechen on this one. So the bechen is mevaseh, is meant to come with Hashem. All that goes on much further than the Yoz and Malachar Bris and Akiva with Moloch. It's a whole thing. This is the Pasha of Akiva, saying that Simcha, Sabu Shubazu, Masrebu Shubazu. So Chimanika, Zimri was Mesa Nefesh, Rav, Zimri was killed, Zimri was Mesa Nefesh, Akiva died on Kimish Hashem. It's all one Hemshach, all one Mordikatuk. But that's one thing, we must be Tzibrochim. Zibrochim mustn't cause a person chasashan to smite in the day of Sashan. Forget, Pasuk in Eicha, Pasuk in Zohar, Berk Aza, Tishbor Zamoye, and the Torah is Achnetza, so it's written in the Tishbor Zamoye, it doesn't mean it's not a Moye now, it starts being a Moye, but Chasashan, of course, as I say, that everything in the Torah is Chal right now, not when you forget, the Maral says in Berk Goyle, the reason why, as long as you find the Rabbanon, make a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, but Asmachinu, the time in Asmachinu, the Torah, for the Maral, what's in Asmachinu? As I say, it doesn't say, it's not a joke. It's not a smach, but it's hanging on to it, so it remembers. It says, when Al Chasu Shalom, every mitzvah there upon him, within a smach, there's a mitzvah there, it says, when Al Bei Goyla, I'm sure. If it's something that's not written by Feirush, that means it's not shaykh to every single door. In other words, Megillah, or El, or Nechanika, whatever. It's only shaykh to a certain door, so like a Shbuch, as soon as it's written by Feirush in the Torah, it's shaykh to every door. Shbuch doesn't want to be shaykh, but to the Torah, that Shbuch wants to be shaykh, and that door, it's a deraisa. Any mitzvah within a smach becomes a deraisa in that door that the Chacham on the second it made a shteit moed. Tishabov shteit is a moed. If it's a moed, it was written, it's a moed. It's not a smach, it's written in an eichel, and it's a moed. Now already it's a moed. It's a halachah. Certain halachas, it's also in a shulchan aruch. Certain things you don't have to do because Tishabov is a moed. If Tishabov falls on Shabbos, it says in halachah that you should each Shabbos afternoon kasud shleim and shaitoi and you should have a sameach. That's a moed. In other words, when you're pushing off Tishabov to Sunday, we don't fast, Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, right? Shasud Shlom and Shaitoi. Why? Because it's a moed now. What's the difference between now and then? Now there's a black piece of paper around it. Oh, come Hashem and take the black piece of paper away. The head of the ghost, the whole thing. It's these cool earth, cool earth. It's always cool earth. Rabbi, it was a moed. And Maminu Memun Shlema. And it's always a moed. And this week's Pasha is talking about the Pasha of the Moed. And it's not called the Pasha of the Moed. It's cool earth. You may have saw him. It's a cool earth. Preparing ourselves, Mr. Hashem, for a moed to come away. This year, you want to be annoyed without a black piece of paper. It will be annoying, keep shooting, keep shooting.
How long is this kind of crying? Is this the cheshek they wanted to come quicker? Is that?
In other words, they were crying over the diet. We know that the crying is only for a good thing. In other words, we know that the crying, we know that the chorban was only to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you read the Letzarech Aliyah, so you read the Letzarech Aliyah, so you read the Letzarech Aliyah. In other words, when it's going to be in this Galah, the Aliyah, then we'll see Bechush. The reader was says the Pasuk says, Oit HaShem Ki Anachtabi, Shlech Bekam Metz HaShem, and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oit HaShem Ki Anachtabi, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishing us. Look at the balls. See the Maidik Chasodim of Rabbis. Chasodim are taking place now as well, but then we see it. So they were crying because what we see, what our eyes are taking for us. Our eyes are taking for us Chorban. We're not remember Kivas Madrid, but our eyes are taking for us Chorban. But we're Maminim, Beninim, Maminim, like Fi Goyd La Chorban. As Kach Goyd La Yeshua. Okay, the more we show our veil, the more we cry, the greater gilu that we're going to have. Shleit Kulam is Abel and Yerushalayim. Zeichim the right. Because which means the more persons is Abel and Yerushalayim, it means the more he's going to be zechah for the gilui. The more she sees him as Abel, the more he's going to be zechah for the gilui. So in other words, the chorban must make us into a tzibachin level of a way that we can't say that we're shbochah properly and everything. But to say to care, lachom and zani netzashem, sowing the seeds for the mouth of the Lord. So we have to be sad. We have our eyes see chorban. And not even on the Tanoim, they saw chorban. Where are we in the picture? So Hadai, we see chorban, but a chorban is not a chorban chas v'shom of yush. It's not a chorban of tzibrochenkeit in terms of atzus, in terms of that sort of thing. It's a ma'adika. Because crying sometimes out of joy as well. I'm saying crying is a kutazach. It's crying the moon shame that we know that now it's taking place. We know and read the echa, we learn and we get us echa, we read the echa, the word moyed. We know that Tisha B'Av is now moyed. But the way to celebrate the moyed now is by crying. And sitting on the floor. We want to treat it to be as God. These are the highest months of the year. The summer, the longest amount of oil. So cool, these months are cooler oil, surrounded by a dark piece of black paper. Because there are not paper. Paper will be taken away, take a sellotape off. And then it's cooler to it. These are the parashas. Always, in any time of the year, the parashas are always the chizuk, always the gear for the Avodas Hashem of those weeks. It's cooler, taking the Avodas Hashem.
Yeah.
It's very hard in yeshiva. It's very hard. The more harder it is, the more.
That's right. Oh, very good. More yegia, right. And 100%. Because the higher the aura is, the more difficult it is the aura to get to in this gala. And the yegia is only getting to that aura. But as soon as you get to that aura, it's the aura after yegia. The inner shala, very good. Yeah, the inner shala to the aura before.
And then like this man, like, was getting very shocked for me, like, Rashir, like, yeah. Back in Mexico, I'm switching.
Ah, so you spoke to him already?
Yeah, uh-huh. So he came to me.
Uh-huh.
So, the echad afterwards, that, like, what I had to go through a couple of months, like, and I can only know the reason why, but, like, before this, I had, like, 2 years, like, always going good, and Rashir was always kabbalistic, and, like, so many bachim yeshiva, like out of it, and like she's not going good, like so tzibrachin, and they always speak to me, and like it's very hard for me to understand. Like now, like I see, like it was so hard to shit, and it got me down, and I was out of it. Like I'm almost like I feel like I'm brush only for 2 months, me, but I can understand where they're coming from. Like, I'm almost like a person out of it, and I realize like if they can't speak to me, I can be mocked at this situation more. Like. Like sometimes you put only in, you only go through situations.
I don't need to be able to understand, yeah, man. Like, we learned earlier that sometimes it's tough even if you read it to be able to mala everybody else, see the positive of all that.
I was never able to understand like Bachel, like always out of it. And I'm almost sure, like she was tired, I didn't stop, it's out of it.
Why did you leave it so long? Why didn't you get out of there first time? Because you didn't want to.
I thought it was getting better, and she left America. Never actually now.
So you're going back to the shul where you were before?
I would like to.
You can do that next week, next session.
The shul didn't really want to put me back there. I don't know why. It's good he came to me, it's so much hashkacha. I didn't want to go to him because he always sits to wait longer. Wrong with one night, like I was going behind him just to grab something, and he turned around and he asked me, like,
so it came out.
It's because I wanted to speak to him about leaving early. So it would be hard if I were asking
two things.
So he came to me.
Very good.
Like hashkacha.
He gave you permission now to
yeah, he told me, you see, was it in it? He told me it wasn't following Shia. So I like to go back. I think it was better there.
They gave you the permission.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's the next week.
Very good. Start a new house day. The last 2 weeks is about to start a new house day.
And for Ellen,
see. People look at things at the end of the month. and the times of 3 weeks was not advanced as far as it's human virtue without make a scene in the 9 days of inflation was simple as toyers and commanders. But we swear the goal is that says we prepare the goal is bring closer to the goal if you make a simple shall mitzvah scene in the sets. After having the whole Tanish about test, after the Musa Koyan Shema and Aris, we discussed this with him. The Musa Koyan Shema and Aris, Shema, you crazy ass, you forget about the Aris, you forget about the Marim, you forget about the darkness, you forget about the Laila. Shema, it's a Bekiva, it's next to Shema, it's what Hashem, Kim Hashem, Achol, Hashem, Achol, corresponds to the Asad Lava, and the Okazim, the Omer, and Shua, and the Levi, Shem, and Levi, jump into the Nathan alive. Kula Tershval Pez, Kula bringing the Gula closer and closer and closer and closer. Every time in Chazvaz and Chazim Sat and Nach Gemara is realized that Black Gemara and Black Gemara brings the Gula closer, Gargun, and he brings the person Gargun, and everything brings Gula closer. So, and you Chazvaz, at the end of the morning, that things start to go schlaf, it's forget. Chazim Shabbat looks at this as forget. I'm picking myself up now. And after these weeks, it's in the sign. I made a scene with the boys last Friday night as well, and it's after that finish. I never do that. But 3 weeks as an Indian, 3 weeks, that was the beginning, that was the Shabbos before Shabbos of Thomas. So Friday night, together I was singing prayer. I pulled out of the mind, made a scene, just to Mechazig, and showed them for care to pick an Indian to Mechazig, you saw Tereshabal Pei, and not Tereshabal Pei, Mechazig, so more Dafkin, Dafka the end of his mind, Dafka the period, to design Tereshabal Pei, is another Rishon Levi, is another Shvok is bringing the Shvok will bring the Tereshabal Pei takes us out of Golan, this is a two Nyan takes us out of Golan, this is two Nyan of Pnimis of Tereshabal, there's a Pnimis of Tereshabal Nigla, and Pnimis of Tereshabal Nigla. Dreams of Tosha Benitz of Mingle was Rabbi. Rabbi is a Bechena. Rabbi HaKodesh. One of the people of Kodesh. Rabbi is a Bechena. He wasn't naked. It's boy. Rabbi Yitmar says he was naked. It's boy. He wasn't Nene from Olam Hazeh. Hazeh Ha'Fila. He was a big Oisha. He wasn't Nene from Olam Hazeh. If you look at Etzbe Katani, he was a Bechena. He was a Melech. Rabbi was the Nasi. The Melech. Bechena Bob Da Melech. Bob Melech. Shol Chai Bekayim. He wasn't Nene from Olam Hazeh. To the Etzbe Katani. He was really a Bechena Kanegi. He was really a Bechena Vasad Lover. He was a Bechena Bechena. Melech is Bechena of Dovin HaMelech is Kol Kul Echai Vekayim Bechena of Yil. It states that the Pnimis of Torah is the second Chel of Heritage Baal Pez is the Pnimis of Torah. And then the Pshachna is the Chazal of Chachom and Sakhin Yurach Kodshan and the Pnimis of Pnimis of Torah. Razi de Razin is called Razi de Razin of Torah. And it's also Bechena of Erev Chaim et al Erev Nirach. Mordi de Pnimis of Torah. But people don't know Pnimis of Torah. It's an Akhil the Gula. 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 These weeks we have covered on ourselves both in Pnimis of Torah both in Pnimis of Torah which is always going to be the Galen of the Lord and all those Lord are waiting for us that means it's Galus of Torah and nothing else for us to look forward to. Forget if you're looking forward to edit everything there isn't anything else. Not isn't anything to look forward to, there isn't anything else. The only thing there is another is Galus of Torah, Pnimis of Torah, and that's all that means Galen. The Rambam says the end of the Lachim when it's Abel Shchina Shvei B'nei, it's a big Gashmah. So whoever is Mesamech or Chasim Zoy, every Yiddish Shtiv is one brick in the Beis HaMikdash. Every new Yiddish Shtiv is one brick in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash Shtiv, a house, a Yiddish house, a husband and wife, the thing of Ish, a Shechina Shuri B'nai, it's Gemara, it's about the Yudin, the Yudin, okay, the house is Kula Shechina, Kula Beis HaMikdash, because it's Lepi's house, and Kula Beis HaMikdash. And Chati Chadorim, and the Mitzvah Zibur, there's all the Nyanam of Zibur, Chosn Kala, Kodesh 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 Kulei binyan, 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 kulei binyan,